Ollie Palmer, Wrexham's number nine. He is the man, by the way.
Biggest transfer fee in non-league history.
That's exactly what I meant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it's in your itinerary, lads. Yeah. Jesus.
This is worrying me a little bit, right? This
if
is
you come back
me.
Full stop, it's a failure.
This no, must have been a big risk
it
for
you. It was massive risk. And to be completely honest, everyone close to me said, don't do it. I made this decision to leave. And the club didn't win a game from January to the end of the season.
Wow.
We'll be icons that got this club out yeah. ultimately. And that can never be taken away from any of us.
That first day in training, he said, yeah, Ben was a little bit rusty.
I'll just tell you the truth. The ball come into him, right? And he's just pinged out of play under no pressure. I'm like, who the f*** is this guy?
Ollie is just one of another 20 lads like him, honestly. That is, that's what it's like. It's so good. It's a lovely change of route.
Champion! Champion!
Cheers, Ollie.
Ollie, Ollie, Ollie.
Welcome to the Fozcast, you lovely lot. We have got a banging episode for you today because I am sat here inside the Racecourse Stadium in Wrexham because I'm talking to one of my current teammates. He holds the transfer record for the highest amount of money paid.
Biggest transfer fee in non-league history.
That's exactly what I meant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, it is.
Well, he told me that. Is that true?
Highest transfer fee paid.
So for a non-league player.
For a non-league player.
I thought
player.
It was just Wrexham's highest ever transfer.
No, have you fact-checked this, Ben? Have you
non-league history. Yeah, I fact-checked it earlier today.
What a waste of money.
Ollie Palmer, Wrexham's number nine. He is the man, by the way. First of all, this is where we're going to start, okay? We're going to talk about Vegas. We've just won the league. This is just for a bit of like continuity so you know where we are, right? We won the league, what, 3 or 4 days ago? It's been a bit of a whirlwind.
29th of April. Yeah. It's the 2nd of May today.
It's been a whirlwind. Honestly, it's been a busy few days. We've been all over the shop. We've been turning up to this, that and whatever. We've got a bus top parade booked for in about an hour's time.
Yeah.
And then we are off to Vegas in 2 days' time.
I forgot about that.
No, you have not forgotten about that.
I forgot.
You have not.
Wait, when did Vegas become a possible, when was it a thing? Who said, listen, lads.
Way before Ben Wolfe.
You tell me when you first heard about this.
It was just arranged during negotiations, you know, when you talk about bonuses and things like that. And
it was start of the season?
Yeah. And, you know, Canadian-American owners, where else are we going to go?
Yeah.
Damn right.
So we said, look, if we get promoted, the lads want to go to Vegas. And the club were great, to be fair. The club were amazing. They said, you do the job and we'll do our job and we'll stick to our word. So, to be fair, we've got a really humble group in there, right?
Yeah, incredible.
And no one ever spoke about promotion. No one ever spoke about records. So it was really hard to organise Vegas, especially with Notts County doing so well. So it was known about, but it was never spoken about.
Yeah.
And we could never talk about it because Notts County were always most 3 points behind.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone was kind of keeping their feet on the ground, but as soon as we beat Boreham Wood, Sean Harvey, Rob, Ryan, is it booked? Where are we going? Is it booked?
Talk about the WhatsApp group then. So when you beat Boreham Wood, did the WhatsApp group just get fired up?
It's been on fire for the last few days. Yeah. So like I say, like we beat Boreham Wood, what, 10 days ago now?
Mm.
And Vegas took quite literally about three days to get sorted, didn't it? They must have clicked into gear so quickly and got it done.
Yeah, I think they're quite well known, aren't they, our owners?
Yeah,
they've got a little bit of pull out there.
They can pull a few strings when they need to.
They can definitely pull a few
strings.
Senior
itinerary, lads. Yeah. Jesus, that is
that
naughty.
That got changed. The first itinerary was a little bit, you know, it was long flight in, relax. Next day, pool party. Next day, relax, because there's a flight the next day. The lads were like, fuck that. Fuck that. So it was like, we want to get there. We're out. Next day, out. Next day,
right,
out.
I've got
next
the itinerary here. Can I just quickly like shout out what the itinerary is? It is ridiculous,
so,
by the way.
So we might have to do another podcast. So you guys go on the 4th. It's now Tuesday. So you go on the 4th. This is coming out a week Thursday. Yeah. So it might have to be an update episode
If I come back alive or not ill, or honestly...
That's
a
win.
This is worrying me a little bit, right? This
if
is
you
worrying
come back
me.
Full stop, it's a failure. I don't want you to come back.
Listen, right? I'm not going to tell you exactly where we're going, but we've basically got beach day. Yeah. Beach club day. Yeah.
That's on the Sunday, right?
Yeah, on the Sunday. So no, literally, no. We've got all sort of. We've got like.
I can tell you, it's not
we've
like
got pool I'm, party club.
It's not
pool
like
party
I'm excited. Not like I'm excited. We get there, Hakkasan.
Yeah.
Hakkasan club. Saturday. Friday. Marquee.
Which and is then, like a what? A Wet Republic or something?
No, Wet Republic's on Saturday. So Marquee's like a Wet Republic, yeah.
You memorised all this.
I'm not excited. And then there's another, then I'm trying to think where we're going in the evening. Can't remember.
When you get to Omnia.
It's a double lettered place. Like,
Spargo?
That's dinner.
Yeah, that's dinner. Then it's Omnia.
Omnia Friday night. Excess Club Saturday night. And then Sunday, Tao Beach Club, followed by Delilah Jazz Night, which is meant to be really posh, actually, I think.
Oh, nice.
But we've got to be a little bit sophisticated.
We were talking about what gear we're going to take the other day, right? So obviously, we've won the league last week. We were travelling to, who do we play? Torquay. We played Torquay, didn't we? We were travelling to, and we're all sitting at the back of the bus like big kids. I'm 40 years old. I'm giddy, as you like. I'm buzzing my tree off, right? And we're talking about gear that we're going to take. In the air, right?
What kind of gear are you talking about?
Right, so we're talking about gear. No, obviously, come on. Clothes. We're talking about
Clobber.
Clothes here, yeah? Clobber, right? I cannot wait to see what he's going to wear, right? Because he is going to be taking the full shebang. I was saying, we ain't taking blade. There's nothing like, going smart. He's going, oh, I am. He's going to take all sorts.
No,
here.
I'm just going WXM, head to toe, mate.
Yeah, WXM, of course you like, WXM, get it in. We're going to, by the way, WXM, we're going to talk about it in a minute, is your clothing range, isn't it? Your clothing. We're going to talk about it in a little bit. We've got some good stories to talk about this as well, actually. I like what you're doing with this stuff.
No, I'm thinking some people... You know, some of the Manc lads are probably going to be in swim shorts and a vest. I'll be in swim shorts and a shirt. You know?
Is there a North-South divide?
A little bit, you know. But, you know, you've got Rory, he's going to be dressed like a parachute.
What's those hats? What are those hats? Bucket hats.
That's Elliot Lee.
Yeah, he'll have one of them.
He'll have a bucket hat on.
That's what they'll be doing around the pool.
Day and night. I'll just be in your standard, you know, chinos and a shirt or whatever.
Classy, mate. Just sort of floating around the place.
Little linen shirt.
Paul Mullen, who got a delivery off of someone, and he brought in some clothes that didn't fit him. So some nice size 10 loafers, slip-ons. Russell and Bromley's, by the way.
Freebies, a
couple pairs of trousers as well from there. Little tweed spec.
Paul Mullen's a big deal. Yeah. You know? He is. So, he's a big deal, mate.
That's what I'll be wearing in the evening.
Right, come on, where are we going, Tomasi? We've got the running order in front
of
you.
Well, we've got nicely onto Paul Mullen. So this strike force, okay, you've got yourself, Paul, Sam Dalby.
Yeah.
61 league goals between you. You're on, I think, 17.
Moles has got 59 of them.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Moles has scored, was it 37 in the league or something? And is the second top goal scorer in the league.
Yeah, I mean,
that is ridiculous.
He's done incredibly well. Yeah. He's done incredibly well. You know, last season he scored 30 goals. And it's great, you know, it's great to have him. He's a really humble guy, and I'm really glad, you know, to see him. You know, I feel a little bit sorry for him that he's not got the golden boot because he's done so well, but, you know.
He'll get over it.
Yeah, he'll get over it. You know, which one would you rather? Would you rather the golden boot or would you rather...
Promotion, baby.
Promotion, so
this is,
it's
this
a no-brainer.
This is what I want to ask you. Is this promotion here, is this... For you, it's a bit of a... It's sort of a relief. It's got to be a bit of a relief.
Yeah, I said that, you know, at the start. And do you know what? One of the main thing I was saying after the game, and I realised that about 3 a.m, it's all I was saying to people. I just kept saying, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. This club's never going back to the National League. And, you know, not in my lifetime anyway, I'm sure, because just not because of anything egotistical. It's just the way that the club is built, the foundations that have been put in place, the owners that we have, the quality of player and the character, the people. Yeah. The people that work for this football club right from the top to the very bottom are incredible people. So, it's in great hands and it's definitely going places.
Genuine question, right? Have you ever played for a club where the fans are as loud and as bonkers and get involved as what Wrexham fans do?
No.
They're mad, aren't they?
No, I haven't. I've had it close. You know, Luton, a great set of fans. Lincoln City, great set of fans. But this, by far, is something special. But I think it's the geographical position, you know. You've got literally the whole half of Wales, you know, you're all of North Wales.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And anyone in that area, you know, support
Wrexham. Yeah.
Right?
It's as simple as that.
And it's just building, you know, it's just building, like the belief and the support and the passion is building, which is the scary bit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So, you know, in 3-4 years' time, you'll be 50. and
still playing, wheeling still, him out.
I was going to say, but you know, the great thing is you'll always be welcome back here now.
Damn,
you know,
right,
in 10,
as well.
15, 20 years.
I think you all will
we'll,
be. Jesus.
We'll be a part of the team. We'll be icons that got this club out of the shit,
yeah,
ultimately. And, you know, it'll look back to where it all started and that can never be taken away from any of us. I mean, you've jumped on the bandwagon a little bit. But that penalty save was worth it.
Yeah, I think he took his bit in it, yeah, to be fair.
You've only strikes with that one.
Right, so, yeah, this, when I said relief, right, I know this is what I mean by relief, because obviously you've got, obviously, relief. The big transfer here, you could have been playing, you genuinely could. You could be playing in the Championship, League One, you could be
so
banging goals
league,
in.
So you were in League One
regularly,
when,
yeah, do you know
when
what
you
I mean?
Transferred, Ollie was in League One when you came down.
Yeah.
This is something we were chatting about earlier on. Like, you weren't 22 when you dropped down.
No,
this
no,
must have been a big risk
it
for
was
you.
Massive risk. And to be completely honest, everyone close to me said, don't do it.
Really?
Yeah, everyone.
You can't drop down
everyone,
to the National
don't
League.
Do it. You've worked so hard, you know, you do well. You're doing really well at Wimbledon. You know, I was like the main man there and everything was going really well. And I knew that I had an important role to play there because when I tore my calf, we slipped from outside the playoffs all the way down to lower mid-table. Yeah. So I was out for about 8 or 9 weeks. So I knew I had an important role to play. And then I came back around October, November, and we were doing well. We were picking up again and we picked up a few results. And then ultimately, I made the decision to leave and the club didn't win a game from January to the end of the season.
Wow.
Which I felt partly responsible for, but in truth, the club didn't do enough to keep me there.
Yeah.
You know, all I wanted was a few extra years. And at that moment in time, the club had a philosophy where they wanted to only sign 20, 21-year-olds.
Okay.
And that was the path they were taking literally only in that 1 or 2 year period. And that's changed now. That guy's gone, thankfully, for the football club. But so they kind of made it really easy for me to make the choice, really. Wrexham committed to a 3.5-year deal for me. And I spoke to Phil Parkinson about the club and the community and where this club's going. Mm. Because all this excitement, although, you know, it's huge now. It wasn't when I joined. It wasn't when Moles joined in the summer before, you know. And when I came in January, we were sitting 8th in the league. So it wasn't all rosy. It was a real gamble, but it is one I'm so glad I took.
The way that this club is viewed now, like, I think over the last like couple months, especially since we've gone and gained promotion, and with the way that the owners are dealing with everything, and they're appearing on all these kind of chat shows talking about it, like the way. This is like the kind of news coverage a Premier League team gets, isn't it?
This is more than what you're probably getting at Watford.
Without doubt, man.
Oh, massive.
Without
it's
doubt.
Not a Man, like, obviously, at Man United, it might not
be. Oh, it's a different... That's different completely. Yeah. But
from, you say that, Ryan's probably got as many followers as Man United by himself.
For sure,
on social media.
But it's a different time, because it's all about... Don't get me wrong, it's about the club. It's about Wrexham.
Yeah.
But the Uniteds of the world, the Cities of the world, they're very protective of the club and what goes out and what comes in. Whereas Wrexham, I think we'll talk about it like in a minute, but they're really open to kind
their
of you pushing pushing not only the club forward, but yourself forward as well.
The owners want us to be super successful in life. And they, credit to them, they understand that we played lower league and non-league. Did play non-league for a short while when lower league... We won't be retiring at 35, 36, 40, 41, hopefully. and, you know, putting our feet up for the rest of our lives, because you don't earn, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100,000 pounds a week. Yeah, 200, 300, 400, 500. So it is, you know, it is the right club to be at, because they're so supportive and they've been so supportive with me and my clothing brand. And, you know, I can never repay them for that. Talk but they know that, and that's why they're...
Tell the story about what Rob said to us a few weeks ago, where he got us all in like a little meeting in the stadium on the seats.
He obviously got the lads together and he said, I want to talk to everyone outside. And I actually did know, because he spoke to me the day before. He said, look, I want to do a meeting with the lads. I said, yeah, sweet, do it around 9:30, whatever. And all the lads, you know, went outside and he kind of sat us down just for 10 minutes. He said, lads, if any of you want to do anything on the side and start a business, if there's, you know, a side hustle that you want to do, whether it be a clothing brand, whether it be a podcast, whether, you know, if you want to start at a car leasing company, whether you music, just something on the side, like, we'll help you. And he didn't need to do that. Mm. Like, that was amazing from Rob, because he didn't need to do that. That was that little bit extra where, you know, he took everyone outside and said, look, we know this isn't going to be forever, but we want to give you something forever. So it's amazing. It's amazing what they're doing.
Yeah, I think that's the big difference, because when we were saying earlier on about like Premier League teams and that, it's you hear pundits all the time, don't you, go, concentrate on the football. Yeah. And I get it, but people aren't robots. People aren't football. They need other interests.
You do. And, you know, someone like me, you know, I'm from London. My family's in London. So what do I do on a Monday night and Thursdays and Fridays? Or do I just sit in a room and lock myself in, play PlayStation or go play golf all day? Or why don't I do something productive? Why don't I make a clothing line? You know, I'm doing it with someone, you know, it's 50-50. And all I'm really kind of doing is choosing the clothes and choosing the materials and the designs and stuff. And, you know, it's been really exciting for me, and it's been enjoyable, but it doesn't affect my football whatsoever. You know, my football comes first, and that'll always be the case. You know, if anyone, you know, like Fozzie does his podcast, but I'm sure Wrexham still comes first for you, even in this short period
of
time.
Yeah, for sure. I've been doing this for 2 years anyway, so you know how to do it, don't you?
It's going to make you happier. Yeah. Like if you're outside of football, you know, football, you all work really hard, obviously.
Yeah.
But then if you've got an interest that is giving you a pathway in the future and makes you happy,
100%.
Then it's a win-win, isn't it?
Or what would you want footballers to sit in? Right, you know, from me personally, I'm away from my family, I'm away from my friends. A lot of the team live all over them. You know, players live in Birmingham, Liverpool, Hull. So what do I do? Just sit in a hotel, room and shut the curtains. So it's, you know, do something productive, and it's gone really well. Mm. And the people of North Wales have really taken to my clothes. I've built a fantastic reputation in 6 months. We've sold more than what we could cope with, to be honest, but we're learning as we go. And it's all, you know, it's going around the world. Brazil,
that's amazing.
The obvious, America, Canada, but yeah, Brazil, China, Korea, to Ireland, to Australia. It's just nuts when I look, every time it blows my mind when I see someone, because I can see where they are. So
yeah,
I watch
where the orders
like
are coming.
A little geek. I'm on my laptop, I'm watching just like...
And the analytics page.
Yeah.
I'm
just
sat
there and it just pops up like Singapore, and I'm like, what the fuck?
So the beauty of having the owners, right? So what kind of Rob said in that meeting was, so obviously the first and foremost they've put some of Ollie's gear in the club shop, haven't they? You can buy it in the actual club shop here at the stadium to start with.
Yeah, so you know, I wanted to get the club involved, and so I said to the club, look, I put some shares of the business into Wrexham, and the owner said, look, let's put it into Wrexham AFC Community Trust, where we're giving back to the community. I said, great idea. So we sell my leisure wear in the club shop. A lot of people think it's Wrexham, it's not. It's just called WXM Clothing, which we might be changing in the near future to something relatable still, but it's just the way that we do our designs and how we feel. We might kind of make a few tweaks, but that's, again, it's just a few subtle changes, and it's exciting for us. But the club have been really supportive, and they've had it in the club shop, and we're now in, you know, 5 retail stores, and I've just built a great reputation, and it's great, you know.
We'll put a link in the description down below as well, at the top of it. That'll be
we
the,
made these
the
special
the
ones. This is something we said we'd never do, which is actually Wrexham AFC base, you know. But I couldn't help myself. I thought, do you know what? I'm going to make something for the people of Wrexham.
Yep.
And I was never going to do it. It was always just going to be leisure wear. Don't be clothing, leisure wear, but... Once we won it, I just thought, fuck it, I'm going to make something really
cool.
We're
traveling to Vegas in these.
Yeah, we're
going
to travel to
Vegas
in these. These are heritage hoodies, but I just added a little twist to it.
Yeah, like it. And when I was doing my research, I did notice that there's a couple of high-profile models that you've got on the books. I only saw Ryan modeling one.
They're always wearing it all over the place.
No, but on like Instagram and whatnot, I saw Ryan wearing...
I've got so many photos of Rob and Ryan wearing it, but I actually don't want to like take the piss.
Yeah, of course.
And I always speak to them and I say, you know, can I post it? And Ryan always says yes and Rob always says yes, but I don't because they're so amazing. The fact that they're just wearing my clothes out of all the brands that they could wear. And, you know, Rob had it on... Yes, on S4C, you know.
Yeah, he
didn't need to do that. But, you know, I give him the clothes. I give Rob the clothes, I give Ryan the clothes. And if they wear it, great. It means a lot to me. I'm so grateful. That's my marketing sorted. But I just try not to, you know, use them too much. Because, again, they've gone way above and beyond what they need to for me personally. I can't speak for everyone, but I know they do a lot for all the boys individually. And you just don't want to take the piss, really.
Talk to me about kind of the day-to-day with the owners then. What are your experiences with them like? Because I've said a few times on different podcasts about what my experience has been with them like and how they are as owners. For me, they are just, they're top, mate, aren't they? They are top, top class.
I think people are probably bored of hearing it.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable. Since I walked through the door, you know, Rob and Ryan have been unbelievable with me and my family. Just so humble and so down to earth. The amount of time they give us is incredible. If I was to ring, you know, Ryan on FaceTime tomorrow, 11 a.m. he'd pick up.
He's good to
go. He's the busiest guy in the world, right?
They're both on it all the time.
This is one thing I was going to ask you both.
I don't know when they sleep. Rob, I'll message Rob at 8 a.m. So it's like 4 a.m. for him. I'm like, I'm messaging before and I'm like, Rob, da 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 da. And I've gone, shit, it's 4 a.m. And then he's replied back and I'm like, sorry, did I wake you up, mate? He's like, no, just on my way to the gym. And I'm like, what? It's like they're both, Rob and Ryan, are just so hardworking. And, you know, I kind of feel that they're damned if they do, damned if they don't, right? Because as owners of football clubs, there's been so much negative press towards owners that have burnt down football clubs and liquidated football clubs. And they've had, you know, and they get shamed and abused and you're this, you're that. We've got good owners that are doing great things, not just for a football club and the people, but the whole community. And they still get stick, obviously, from other football clubs But it's like, what do you want? Do you want a knobhead that's going to liquidate a football club? Or do you want two great guys that are going to...
Yeah.
Don't be jealous.
It's what like, it is. That's all it is, it mate. Is it's jealousy. It's pure jealousy.
Sorry, mate.
Just be happy.
Yeah, and this is going to set... I saw yesterday on something that the NFL player JJ Watt has got a small share in Burnley.
Burnley, I see this.
You look at this and you go, "What? When does this... like?" When's this going to start and end? I mean, it's great because they're not going to like look at the money. They obviously got very wealthy owners and stuff, but they ain't coming and buying Man United. So where do you start? And everyone will look at Wrexham and go, look at the project. So they're going to start in League Two.
It's actually
National
not
League.
As easy as what you're saying, because there's names as big as them that own football clubs, lower league. Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Ipswich.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what his share is, but he's a part owner. Has he done what these two guys have done?
Nowhere near it. They have just been promoted, in fairness to them, but
How long has Ed Sheeran been there? Like six years?
Yeah,
7 years?
Now, yeah.
And he's as big as Ryan and Rob, right? Ed Sheeran's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I'm still not putting him in their bracket, though.
I'm putting Ed Sheeran up there.
I think so.
Should we do an Instagram comparison between the two, all right?
And I'll ask you, has Ed Sheeran done as much for Ipswich as what Rob and Ryan have done? It's not easy what they're doing. They make it look easy.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
And I'm sure Ed Sheeran's a great guy. I'm just trying to leverage what Rob and Ryan have done.
Yeah.
And it's not just the status, the hard work they've put in.
Right,
sure,
here we go then.
Road.
Oh, actually, it's not far off, you know. I'm just going up Insta alone here. I'm going to go.
Ed Sheeran's got more.
No, it's not. So Ryan's got 49.5 mil.
49.5 mil.
Ed Sheeran 41.
43.5 mil.
Wow.
So he's
plus Rob's 1 mil. Don't forget about Rob's 1 mil. Come on. So combined
1 mil. Yeah.
That's one thing. That's one of the things that Rob said to us actually when he sat us down. He was like, "Lads, listen, anything you want to do, we'll get behind it. We'll back it." So he says, "Listen, I've got like a couple mil on Instagram," and he even says, laughed with it. He buzzes off it.
He says combined, you know, between me and Ryan.
Yeah, between me and Ryan. He's like, "I've got a mil. Ryan's got 50 mil. Yeah. He's like, "But either way, we'll back you. Yeah, we'll put your stuff. We'll repost it. We'll make posts of it. We'll put stories."
Is that like the 61 goals in the? Strike force.
Moses has got 59 of them.
I've got 30 in 62 starts, actually. I've got 30.
You haven't scored a goal since I signed.
Have I not?
You haven't scored a goal since I signed. Sorry, mate.
That's because you can't kick the ball up to me. That's why.
So let me ask you both a question then. So, Fozzy, when you've gone into training, I was listening to Mark.
I don't think I've been in the fucking team too, haven't it?
I know, you haven't played.
You've been in and out. So when you did Mark's podcast, Mark joked about... like the first day in training, he said, he was very polite, wasn't he? He said, yeah, Ben was a little bit rusty. And
who said that?
Mark Howard.
Chomp said it about me, yeah.
I'll tell you the truth. The ball come into him, right? And he's just pinged out of play under no pressure. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Ball's come into him and everyone's like, yeah, Ben Forrest is a class. Yeah. England, Watford, Man United. Ball, I'm talking back pass that my daughter could kick back to. Comes back to him, punches it straight off the hill. And I'm like,
who's this guy? Send him back to the retirement home.
That's a true story. That's a genuinely true story. Yeah.
And then the penalty save happened, baby.
I was going to live off a penalty save.
Yeah, you got it. I would. Right, yeah. I felt as good in that moment as I have scoring any goal for this club. Stockport, Chesterfield, whatever. That moment for me was...
I honestly think that 30 seconds, that 30 seconds from penalty save, because not only that, the emotion of giving a penalty against you, it's like the lowest of low, isn't it? It's like, oh man, we've just battled 96 minutes.
The corner though, when it went for the corner, everyone was shitting themselves.
So the low of the low, and then the penalty save happens, and it's the highest of the high, and it's like, oh my God. But then you've got to try and stabilise a little bit, because you know you've got a corner to deal with.
Could you imagine?
Still.
And by the way, I don't think anyone's acknowledged how good Elliot his header is
off the line, almost off the line.
Yeah, because he's got a man, he's got two men behind him
on in there.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think Ben had let his man go.
Let him go.
So Elliot had his man and Ben's man behind him. If he doesn't get head it away, they score.
Imagine
and
that.
And we've gone from down all the way up to like the highest, all the way back down to the lowest again. That would have been.
That was an insane 30 seconds of just pure, like, so we're full time, everybody is just, you don't really know what to do, do you? You just want to jump and run and like grab people and hug people. That's all
I'd
you can
come
do,
off,
honestly.
I come off about 75th minute, so watching the last 50 minutes was worse than any minute of the game. Watching it unfold, just thinking, please, 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 please. And then when that penalty came, I was like, oh my God, I didn't even see what happened.
It was a handball.
I didn't see Owen catch it.
Yeah, it was probably was a handball, to be fair. Yeah.
I didn't see Owen catch it. He must have thought a final whistle and gone. You're like,
that's right. But that was a mad game, right? So Notts County, obviously, like, shout out to Notts County, by the way, because their season, the season that they've had, like, they deserve to go. They should go up.
I hope they go up.
We do. We hope they go up for the playoff, for sure. But that game was just a complete contrast of two footballing styles, wasn't it? Like, they play this almost gung-ho kind of high line, right? It's ridiculous at times, wasn't it? And it was funny because I felt so bad for you, right? Because if you watch back the game, that first half, right, you got given offside about 5 or 6 times. Five or six times.
From where I was standing,
I'm fuming. I'm going, Ollie, you big twat, stop being offside.
You did call me a twat.
Right? I'm fuming, right? And even at half-time, Gaffer comes in at half-time, Denny, and he mullers you.
He's like, any fucking chance? Stay outside. And I was like, I'm onside. I can't bend my run anymore. What I should have said was, if I bend my run anymore, I'll be in the fucking dugout. You know what I mean? I'll be running down the tunnel.
I thought it was going to be about 10-0.
I just said to him, I'm bending my run. And he was like, well, fucking bend it more.
But then obviously you look back at the replay. We look back at the first half and it's like, oh, he was onside that one.
Onside.
Oh, he was onside that one as well.
Onside.
And that one. Oh, God. Did he ever say sorry, actually, to you? Did he ever just point you and go, yeah, well done, mate. It's my fault.
Yes. He didn't. I did go up to him and I said, Gaffer, you seen the offside? Yeah, and he went, yeah, we're putting in a complaint. I was like, sorry? No, nothing. Nah.
But that was like that game in a nutshell. They were playing this crazy high line and we were
it was nuts.
Well, that's playing into our hands almost. That is playing into our
hands.
What
I've always said
it?
About them is they're an unbelievable football team, right? They play great soccer, which is good for them. Great. I don't totally agree with that because I think the percentages of actually scoring from a goal from a goal kick playing out that much is really low anyway. Yeah. And we're just a well-oiled machine that can do everything. Yeah. We can play, we can go long, we can score from set pieces, free kicks, we can score tap-ins, we can do everything. And that's why I think we're such a good team because we've got so many strings to the bow, and we're dangerous because of that. And we're just a really good fucking machine.
Yeah, damn.
Do you know what I loved about it is when you were chatting to the manager before you signed, and he kind of said about that when they signed you, and he goes, "I just needed almost like old school big man little man partnership."
Yeah.
And it's worked so well, doesn't it? Yeah. Obviously with yourself and with Sam that comes on. Like when you get the ball, Ben, you can see. You just know where it's going, don't you? If you are going long, It's on yeah. the head it's worth every
it's
time.
Got, it's, when I look up and I just, it's like I know I've got an out ball. Yeah, do you know what I mean? I know I've got an out ball. I ain't got to try and clip it into somebody. I know I can just get it up there.
It's been great playing, you know, with Miles. It's been a bit of a little and large, you know, since I walked through the door. And I'd love to know what the stats are. So I think I played 41 games this season and like, I don't know, 22 last season, yeah. maybe something like that. I think Miles in his two games. So I know I've got about 32 league goals yeah. in 60. I think Moles probably got like fucking 80 and 80 or something.
Yeah.
But combined, I think it'd be a, you yeah. know, a pretty ridiculous figure.
Ridiculous yeah. figure.
So it's been great, you know. It's been great to play with him. And we, you know, we bounce off each other.
Yeah.
It's great to watch as well. Like I remember the first time I came to watch, it was like watching you and Paul. I said to you, didn't I, the very first podcast we did after, and I said, mate, fuck me, Ollie puts it about a bit, doesn't
yeah,
he? Like,
does,
like proper...
He?
Proper.
With his big stiff back in his ass.
Yeah, you've seen the technique. I've got a one.
It's terrible.
That's you shift, mate.
9.4 metres per second, yeah, top three, don't want to hear it.
Mate. You own
don't
it. Don't want to hear it, mate. That's you, mate. You
when
are.
When I get going, mate. See you in a bit.
Next season, bit. I want to talk about next season, okay?
Yeah, can't wait.
Give me your
promotion,
give me,
baby.
Give me your predictions for next season. I'm not talking about me. I want to talk about you next season. Give me some predictions because I think I saw that Wrexham are maybe favourites already to get promoted straight away.
Four
again.
Up, isn't it? Four up in league.
Four up,
Wrexham get promoted, and I want to do it in style.
Yeah,
which means I want to win the league again, back to back champions. That's what I want. That's what I want. Promotion is definitely happening. We're definitely getting promoted next season.
Love that.
Fully believe that. But to do it as champions would be so special. And you know, let's see. Football, we need a little bit of luck along the way. So. I'm not going to throw that out there just as strongly. You know, I fully believe we'll get promoted, but if we can do it as champions, that'll make it a little bit special.
I love that, man.
Yeah. And I just want to have a quick talk about, obviously, the documentary.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it's the Open Top bus parade today.
Yeah.
Did it take a bit of getting used to having the crew around all the time?
Yeah, so it's kind of, I think for anyone now, like anyone now who walked through the door, you know what I mean, you're a bit like, what's going on? Like, especially today, I've just been fucking acting. Got a bit of makeup on, geez. You know what I mean? Got a bit of makeup on, man.
Yeah, that's nothing new to you, though. Come on, don't give it that. Don't give it
is that.
That
in the Vegas, how many people watch it? Don't chat. So, you've got Robin Ryan down on the pitch now, a part of it, and it's mad. But, again, I go back to the character in that dressing room. It's not distracted anyone. And it has grown, and there's been more and more staff, and there's more and more things going on, and... You know, as the new sponsorships come in and bigger companies, I don't think I can say who they are yet, but yeah, we're filming for all the different sponsors and there's always things going on, but the documentary guys are just, you know, sounds a little bit rude, but they're a part of the furniture. They're just there yep. all the time and you get used to it really quickly. They're lovely people. They try to stay out of your way and yeah, it's great. You know, a lot of the lads, you know, just embrace it and it's just a different dimension, but it makes it a really fun place to be. That's why everyone ultimately wants to come here. Why does every League One and Championship player that I know now want to come here?
Really?
Is it really because that we just got promoted into League Two? No fucking chance, right? It's because of everything.
They want to be part of all
yeah.
of this.
Yeah, of course. But again, you've got to be careful, you know. You don't want to be signing dickheads and people that are going to be distracted.
Jumping on the bandwagon, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, you know. You don't want to be signing, you know.
For eight games or something.
Yeah, you
like
don't
that.
Want to be signing some 4-year-old.
I didn't jump on
games,
no bandwagon, all right.
We tried to sign at the start of the season, mate. So why the fuck are you just walking through the door? You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you about that then. So when Ben arrives, right, into Wrexham, this is what, eight games ago.
Yeah.
When did the lads find out and what was the chatter about it?
I just realised when I saw someone greyer than me in the changing room.
Yeah,
that was the first thing I noticed.
Like, yeah,
I
know, it's true though. It's true.
So yeah, I didn't actually know a thing. I'm not huge into like football news and stuff. I don't sit at home. I don't know what's going on. If you ask me to name the whole Arsenal team, I'll struggle.
You know? You ain't listening to Talksport and stuff like that. You know, that's not your game. That's not you. Is it? No.
I did on the
you
way.
You were on there.
Yeah, he rings up.
Why? No,
he rings
didn't ring up.
He rings up to say, can
I
go on?
He does. I swear you right,
he rings up to the Tuesday night game.
You've lied to him so much. Yes.
I drove home and I was listening to you.
I'm driving home with my agent in the car. My agent's driving. Talksport come on after that ridiculous game, right?
Which game was it?
No, this was the Tuesday night
Yeah, it was an away game.
I don't know. I can't
Yeovil.
Remember.
It was another win.
Shock, yeah, right? Yeah. So TalkSport are talking about us at like 11:30 at night. And Maiden said, do you want to go on there? I said, how? He's like, well, I know Dean Saunders and the producer. So he just texted him and said, I've got Ollie Palmer in the car. You're talking about Wrexham. If you want to call us, call us. So they called us and then they spoke to me. I didn't call anyone.
You did really well, mate. You talked so does, well. You talked really well.
Yeah, so they called us and we just spoke about Wrexham and the players and you. I think I dropped you in there.
Yeah, you dropped me in there, yeah.
Dropped Ben Tozer in there and a few lads. Like I said, honestly, it's just... It's a great change room, and I forgot what we were even talking about. Why are we talking about?
Do you know what I love about you? You say what you see. You
yeah, it gets me in trouble.
No, it's good, mate. It's the best way to be. You say what you see. He's so it just like comes out. He can't help himself sometimes. So I was sitting on the super chat. I was charging my car actually, and you were on. I was thinking, here we go. And then as soon as you finish, like the group chat goes on fire. Yeah. All the lads going, oh fuck me, he's ringing in to talk sport again. Shock. Loves it.
I just laugh and face off.
Then you actually ring me about 5 minutes after that and go, Fozzy. How do you put your Tesla into autopilot? My agent's got a Tesla and he don't know how to do it. And I went, just double click it on the right hand side. And he went, done. Thank you.
Sweet, mate. Bye.
That was it.
I am what I am. Like, yeah. On camera. I'm just,
a good guy.
Happy go lucky.
You're a good guy.
Yeah, you're a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're one of the good ones.
Happy days?
Yeah.
Making me blush.
Oh, God.
I want to ask you a question.
All right.
Have you got any holidays booked in September?
Yeah, I have.
No, you've got October half-term booked.
Do you need to cancel them?
It's a possibility. It's a definite possibility,
that's
mate.
All I wanted to know.
Do you want to hear a little secret here, Ollie? Yeah. His missus onto me the other day going, I've been looking into maybe moving October half-term.
We've got all sorts booked. Like, when you're retired, you have to book around the school holidays, mate, right? So I've got September ones, I've got frigging October.
You're not retired, Benjamin.
I was going to go skiing in December and all sorts.
You're not retired. Currently, you're enrolled as an employee of Wrexham FC. Yeah.
Only for another couple of weeks.
Access denied. Holiday denied.
Couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll see, mate. We'll see. But all I can say is that, like, you're probably listening to this at home, and you can build a picture up of Ollie as just one of another 20 lads like him, honestly. That's what it's like. It's so good. It's a lovely change of room. It's a lovely football club. And we've got a decision to make because it's as simple as that. But for now, though, that was Ollie Palmer. Wrexham's number 9. He is the man. We absolutely love him.
Champion!
Up the podcast.
WXM Clothing shout out.
WXM. It's in the link,
link
down below.
Thanks everybody for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.